45. Now it only reminds you how I lied. Better go change it. Settled in your home, safe from outside. You don't settle for any more alibis. Too many taken. You won't ride home in my car. I will never know just how you feel or what you are. All wrapped up in your pretty little cardigan, a coffee in your hand. It's too late to set it straight again. No chill, you understand. All torn up, couldn't get a break. I could never
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 14 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. And today is Sunday, August the 25th, 2019. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Free Farm Radio. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation, but to do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective and what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:17 here on WMFO in Medford, and I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I want to apologize for not being here last Sunday. Last Sunday, my son had my car and was late getting back, and so I had a little another Sunday off. Those Sunday offs can get contagious, so I gotta avoid that. Okay, let's get to Major League Baseball. National League yesterday, the Nationals 7 and the Cubbies 2. The Phillies 9 and the Marlins 3. Pirates 14 and the Reds zip. The Brewers 4 and the Diamondbacks zip. The Braves 9 and the Mets 5. And the Cardinals 6 and the Rockies zip. In the American League, the Orioles 7 and the Rays 1. The Astros 5 and the Angels 2. The Twins 8 and the Tigers 5. Cleveland 4 and the Royals 2. The Rangers 4 and the White Sox zip. And the Blue Jays 7 and the Mariners 5. And in interleague play, Dodgers 2 and the Yankees 1. Giants 10 and the A's 5. And the Red Sox 5 and the Padres 4. In the Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 2 for 5 with an RBI. He's hitting .286. Rafael Devers went 0 for 5. He's hitting .328. Xander Bogaerts 1 for 3 with 2 walks. He's hitting .308. J.D. Martinez 1 for 3. Ooh, scored a run, 2 walks. He's hitting .312. Andrew Benintendi 1 for 2. Scored a run with a walk. He's hitting .283. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0 for 2. He's hitting .223. Christian Vasquez, 2 for 4. Scored a run, 2 RBIs. He's hitting .285. Mitch Moreland, 2 for 4. Scored a run, 2 for 4. No, 1 RBI. He's hitting .249. He did not score any runs. Brock Holt, 1 for 3. Scored 2 runs with an RBI. He's hitting 315, got his third home run of the game, and that was the winner. Eovaldi went 0 for 2. He's hitting Zippo. Kravis went 0 for 1. He's hitting 257. And Marco Hernandez, my man Marco Hernandez, went 0 for 1. He's hitting 321 on the season. Eovaldi only went 3 innings, gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, struck out 3. Had a 6.64 ERA. Walden pitched an inning, gave a hit and a run. He's got a 3.36 ERA. Hernandez pitched one inning, struck out one, 3.47 ERA. Didn't give up any runs. Brazier won in a third innings, gave up one earned run, struck out three. Had a 4.23 ERA. Taylor, two-thirds of an inning, gave up one hit, struck out one, 2.87 is his ERA. Bonds went one inning, gave up a hit, struck out one, 4.41 is ERA, and he got the win, 4-4 on the season. And Workman, one inning, three strikeouts, 2.02 is his ERA. And the Red Sox are currently 7 games behind Tampa Bay. Actually, there are 6 games behind Tampa Bay. Sorry about that. So, we still have a shot at the wild card, but it's a long shot right now. But, hey, keep on hitting. If the hitting continues and we get any kind of decent pitching, we have a shot at getting into the postseason. But with Chris Sale out, Price has not come back from his wrist problem, a cyst on his wrist. How about that? With a cyst on your wrist, I guess that would put you out of the game for a while. But, that top of the lineup, if Mookie Betts was having a year like he had last year, 340 or whatever he hit last year, and 289 is not bad. A lot of players would love to finish their career with a 280. Actually, 286 is not bad. But, and Mookie's, stealing bases, playing good defense. I'd take him on my team. But, with Mookie Betts, Rafael Devers, Xander Bogart, J.D. Martinez, all hitting. Andrew Benintendi, Christian Vasquez, all hitting over 280. Then if you get Colt coming off the bench, hitting 315. And you got my man Marco Hernandez hitting 321. Without a doubt, the bats are there. Now, they don't always hit consistently. They leave a lot of men on base, but that's a formidable lineup. You certainly don't want to face every single day. And in a short playoff series, who knows what could happen. So, we're still rooting. We're hell hanging in there. We've got, over 30 games left to play. Anything can happen. And hopefully, something good will. 4:23 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, August the 25th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay, let me apologize one more time for not being on the air last Sunday. My son had our car, and so therefore, he was late getting back from his trip. So, I had a day off. And like I said, those days off can be very enticing. Okay, I'll be back.
They say America is a land of opportunity,
where kids can grow up and become anything they want.
But for some of us, it's not so easy.
Today, one out of every six children in America lives in poverty.
That's almost 13 million of
us.
Living below the poverty line.
The poverty line divides us all into those who have
and those who never have enough. Not enough food or medicine.
Or even a place to live. When you live in poverty, every day is hard.
But we don't want a handout. We want a way out.
A way out of poverty for me and my family.
For good.
This is America.
This is America. Together, we can do so much. Will you help?
Nearly 13 million children in America live below the poverty line. You can make a difference in more ways than you know. Go to PovertyUSA.org and get involved. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
And also brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:27 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. I don't know what happened to my screen here. And why, but here we are, we're back. I guess I hit something, but anyway, we're back. Okay, we did American League Baseball, and the Red Sox, like I said, they're six games behind Tampa Bay for the final playoff spot. Unreasonable to think that we can catch Tampa Bay. But their pitching has been very steady, and they've had enough hitting to stay ahead of us all year long, and so therefore it won't be easy since our starting pitching has been affected. Chris Sale is out for the rest of the year. Price has not come back from his wrists injury. And we're throwing people out there hoping and praying that we'll get enough hits to for them to stay around long enough for us to stay in the ball game and probably pull a game or two out before things get desperate. Eovaldi has not come back yet after having wrist surgery? No, I think it was elbow surgery. They had some loose parts floating around in there that they removed. They worked him out in the bullpen, and that was not outstanding, but because of the need, they put him into the rotation. He's been doing two or three innings here and there. Yesterday, he went three innings, gave up four hits, two runs, not bad, struck out three. Had a 6.64 ERA on the season. Okay, but we got enough hits in yesterday's game. Hits and runs, like I said, sometimes we get the hits, but we don't get the runs because we're leaving men on base like crazy. But anyway, we're six behind Tampa Bay, and it should be interesting. I know that they don't seem to have given up. So therefore, hey, with that kind of hitting, how can you give up? Okay, let's move right on. Where are we going next? We had a college football game yesterday. How about that? College football, we probably had more than one, but we're talking about the top 20 teams. Florida defeated Miami 24-20 in college football. So, every Sunday now, we're going to be bringing you college football, the top 20 teams, as they go back and forth. Okay, since we jumped into college football, let's go right to the Patriots. Patriots won their third exhibition game of the season. I know they want to call it preseason. preseason because, what they're trying to do is avoid major injuries, but yet, bring the team up for the fourth preseason game so we can see who gets cut, who stays, and avoid, like I said, major injuries. It was good to see Edelman on the sideline, ready to go in game three, even though he didn't play. Brady got out there and he did well. Stidham got out there and he did well. And I'd say Stidham over Hoyer. I say we got a chance if we cut Hoyer that no one's going to pick him up. And so therefore, we keep him in tune with what's going on. And we have Stidham to hold the clipboard for Tom Brady. Stidham cost us at least 3 points by making a rookie mistake, getting hit on a play when he should have thrown the ball away and we would have had a shot at the field goal. But hey, we won the game 10-3, and we got out a lot better than the Panthers did. Newton, who's coming back from shoulder surgery, left the game with a foot injury early in the first half, and did not return. Was seen with a walking boot after the game was over. So that's not good for the Panthers. But what's been looking really good is the Patriots defense. I mean, they've got so many new young guys who are playing top-notch defense. And doesn't seem to matter whether they're playing at the other team's first team, second team, or third team. They seem to be doing it. And maybe it's a holdover from, and since we lost so many key players from last year's Super Bowl team, that seems to be working out really well. Of course, you know, we haven't been playing tremendous teams either. Detroit, Tennessee, and the Panthers. Panthers are good depending upon how well Cam Newton plays. So anyway, and here again, you know, every team is, you know, like I said, trying to get their stuff together, but without exposing their players. And if you haven't heard, Andrew Luck retired. His foot injury, I guess, is not working out. And so he's gone. But, Andrew Luck got all the bucks, you know, high pick. I think Indy worked out a really good deal when they got Jacoby Brissett from the Patriots. And providing they can give him some offensive players to complement him, especially in the offensive line, that Jacoby Brissett will, you know, move in and have a great year. Especially since this is a contract year. And so I look for them to almost not miss a beat. Although, you know, Luck came back last year and looked pretty good. But I don't think it's going to be that big a drop-off. I think Brissett got a lot of talent. It's 4:35 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on the Sunday, August the 25th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday, except for last Sunday. Say it one more time. Apologize for not being here last Sunday. My son had our car. Got back a little bit later than he thought he would. But anyway, everything worked out well. I enjoyed the extra day off. Be back. It's 4:36 here in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dials, the station you're listening to. It's WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio. We're also streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app at 91.5FM.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, August 25th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports.
Did you know that wetlands are one of the world's most valuable places? True. I'm Morgan Freeman, speaking on behalf of Ducks Unlimited, world's leader in wetlands and waterfowl conservation. Wetlands benefit everyone by filtering and cleaning our water. Wetlands help protect people from damaging storms and help trap and slow floodwaters. Wetlands provide you a location for hunting, fishing, boating, and a place to enjoy nature. And more than 900 species of wildlife depend on wetlands for survival. That's why I'm supporting Ducks Unlimited's work to conserve and restore North America's wetlands. You can help too. Help Ducks Unlimited conserve wetlands by supporting its Wetlands for Tomorrow campaign. Ducks Unlimited. Conservation today, wetlands for tomorrow.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:38 at the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, everybody's, I don't say everybody, but a lot of people are getting excited, out of breath or whatever you want to call it, because of the American League, America's basketball team losing to Australia. I think it was a 4-point loss, 98-94. First time we've lost in 10 trillion years. And we aren't playing our best players without a doubt. A lot of the players are recognizing, hey, this is my off season. I'm going to take it easy. And if things work out and I can get back on the team when things really count for the Olympics next year, I'll do that. If not, that's the way it's going to be. So, Kemba Walker had a great game for the Americans, and I think that he's going to be a vast improvement over Kyrie Irving. The talent is probably about even, but he's going to be surrounded by better players than he's ever had when he was playing with Memphis. So that's certainly going to be a benefit. And our players, hopefully, are going to improve. Jaylen Brown and Jason Thompson. Anyway. And then we have Marcus Smart, who had a minor injury, but he's back with the team. And I'm not upset. I'm not disappointed. The games don't mean anything, really. It's those people who want to see our continued dominance in every area, in every game. And hey, basketball is becoming a worldwide sport. And no longer can soccer say that they're dominating the world as far as sports are concerned. Soccer or football, whatever you want to call it. Excuse me. I love that Heineken's commercial, where the guy goes to the refrigerator and something happens on the television, the game that he was watching. And then so what, somebody else, oh, they're in the bar and somebody is giving somebody a greeting when they miss whatever took place on the field. and then somebody comes with a delivery, and again, they miss what's going on TV. To me, that's the bane of soccer. You spend so much time, and and then there's a guy, and that guy and a couple of girls, they're sort of like napping on the couch while the game is going on. All of a sudden, something happens, and it wakes them up, but they don't see what's taking place. And to me, that's the problem with soccer, football, or whatever you want to call it. There are moments of excitement, but you got to stay awake. And most of the rest of the game with these guys and girls running up and down the field doesn't keep me awake. And obviously, with the commercial, it doesn't keep that away either. But the point of the Heineken's commercial is, hey, you can still have your Heineken's even though you missed what took place during the game. Or the big play that took place during the game. And to me, that's the bane of football or soccer, whatever you want to call it. And I personally, I can't see myself ever becoming enthralled with it. Even if in the Revolution, not playing that badly from what I understand. But even if their season improved, they became champions like the Patriots. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. That's just the way it goes with me. But I, you know, like I said, I know I'm in a minority here, because there are so many people who have come from soccer playing countries, and they've been. Fan just turned on, and they've been, you know, they brought their enthusiasm to the country, and good for them. It's 4:43 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, August the 25th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
buddy, that's a good question.
Why are carrots orange?
Actually...
Who made the dinosaurs go away?
Well, I'm not sure anyone really knows how the dinosaurs...
Why is that person so big? Does he have a baby in their tummy?
Susie, that's not exactly appropriate.
Where do bugs go in the wintertime?
How do the fish sleep?
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
How do birds fly?
Why can't dogs talk?
Why can't I fly?
Why can't I fly?
Why can't I fly?
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head?
Why is the sky blue?
How do trees get so tall?
Why is dirt brown?
Where does the water in the bathtub go?
Are we there yet?
Why can't you keep your eyes open when you sneeze?
It doesn't grow on trees. Where does it grow?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Of course, sweetie, come on in.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And also brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 449. The Brown Perspective on Sport Time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. Just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okie dokie, where are we going next, Donnelly? Okay, let's go to golf. The Tour Championship was held up, I guess called off yesterday because of a lightning storm, and I think six people under a tree. That's what I've always heard, as a little kid, don't get under a tree when lightning and thunder are out there crashing and whatnot. And these people, I guess, they wanted to maintain their spot, and they wound up in the hospital. Lightning didn't hit them directly, but hit the tree they were under, and the results, I guess, weren't very good, and so therefore they were carted off to the hospital. Not life-threatening injuries, but still, that's scary enough for me. I would have hid for the hills. But anyway, as we have at this point, Thomas is leading. He's 12 under. McIlroy is next, 11 under. Kepka is also tied for second. He's 11 under. Schaffley is 10 under. Reaney is 9 under. And Casey is 9 under. And that's all I have for golf at the Tour Championship. Okay, 4:51 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, just give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Free From Radio. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. Okay, 4:52 here on WMFO in Medford. Since we talked a little about the American team that lost to Australia, and they had beaten Australia earlier. So we'll wait and see how this team develops and where we go from here. As far as the Celtics are concerned, Taco Fall is making his presence known in the greater Boston area. Not only because he is 7'6" tall, but he's just been making the rounds. Canobie Lake Park with some youngsters and other places around the area. And I'm just hoping and praying that he makes the ball club. I don't see any reason why he shouldn't make the ball club. But, you know, someone may come out of nowhere. someone may improve their game from where they were last year and make it difficult for the Celtics to keep him on the club. But listen, you can't make people taller by coaching. And someone said there's nobody like him in high school. There's nobody like him in college. There's nobody like him in any of the other pro leagues in Asia or Europe. There's nobody like him in the GB, grade, in the Gatorade League, or whatever they call it. And there's nobody like him in the NBA. Danny, you gotta hold on to this guy. It may take him a while to become the kind of player you want. They say he's a terrible foul shooter. Okay, so you don't get him in there. We've got other guys that can play center or whatever. And you use them. And let Taco sit until, you make his moments meaningful early in the fourth period, earlier in the game. And the guys are certainly going to pass him the ball when he's in position. And as one of the Celtics coaches says, give him a jump hook inside the foul line. Either side, probably. Although I guess he's right-handed. So, anyway, he's going to be unstoppable. So, hey, rather see him do it with the Celtics than do it with somebody else. 4:55 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. Time for me to put the wraps on this edition of our Brown Perspective on Sports. Inviting you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way very shortly. And, hey, invite you back next Sunday to talk sports with us here on WMFO. Next Sunday, all the exhibition games will have been played in the NFL. So we'll be getting ready for the first week as week four winds down. So until next Sunday, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. when we do it all over again. And invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. More great gospel music coming your way. New music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on the FM dial. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org.